まだまだ。
Hey everybody!
Welcome to the Destro Prods Anything Cast here on AllGames.com. I'm your host, the Dead Man. Join me today, we have Bovion.
Hello, I'm just loading up the chat now.
And Shax.
Hey!
I forgot there was a chat.
This is no longer a test. This is for real. Yes. Stay tuned after this noise for messages on what to do in case of a hurricane.
Alright. Yeah, so we are finally actual people on here and not just whatchamahoozits.
Whatchamahoozits. We're not temporary anymore.
Yes. We are now full on, so lock up your children. Because we're coming for them.
Oh, look, Toy Box just popped on.
Hey!
Ah, Toy Box!
I was going to say to you guys earlier, but I was distracted with working with the shirts. He actually did send me a message on Xbox Live. I didn't respond.
Oh, well, then why the fuck didn't you?
Yeah.
Because I was busy playing The Walking Dead.
Oh, hey, got The Walking Dead.
Excuse.
Yeah, well, you'll be able to hear more about that on Tuesday's show.
So, yeah, like, I wouldn't mind trying The Walking Dead, except I've decided Telltale, when they were selling Back to the Future for like $20 for like all four or five episodes, I bought it right away. And then like a couple months later, they gave it away for free. And I felt robbed and burned. So I decided, screw that, I will never buy one of their games again. I'll just wait for them to put it out for free. And if they don't put it out for free, I guess I don't play their games.
Okay, who is AGN544?
That was supposed to be me. Like, apparently someone's using the name Deadman.
You have to change your name automatically when you go to log into it.
Yeah, I know, I did. It said you could type in your nickname, and it said, nickname already in use, Deadman.
I don't see any Deadman on here.
I see Dartarian.
Yeah, nickname already in use. What the fuck? That's some bullshit.
So, Toybox is listening right now.
Oh, well, la-di-da.
And he's yelling at me at Skype for not responding.
On mine, he says it's offline. Oh, well. Yeah, we're...
Mine is on.
Okay, my anything has to just... I guess my Skype is just fucked.
No, he's blocked you. he hates you that much.
Oh, that's such a good idea. I should have tried that.
That's what I get for not accepting some of his ideas.
Yep.
Okay, seriously, that is some bullshit. Someone's... I should be able to use that goddamn name.
I don't see it on here at all. I don't see your name.
Neither do I, just...
I think it's just you. Type in there /Nick...
That's what I do.
Okay.
/Nick Deadman. Nickname already in use. Yeah. Oh, well, so, hey, I have something I want to talk about.
All right.
Go ahead.
So, you guys know how, like, on YouTube they have, like, those ask ads, like, every once in a while they see, like, something that's, like ask, like, what is the secret to being a great kisser? What is the secret to telling a great joke or some bullshit like that?
What's the secret of this conversation going somewhere?
Yes, exactly. And there's one, what's the secret to being a great kisser? And the guy, well, people kissing pretty much don't know how to kiss, and also the guy that has a mullet, which I'm finding very disturbing. I know it's not exactly award-winning content, but it's something. So shut up.
So Deadman is afraid of mullets. Let's dive into his childhood to find out why.
Yeah, it was some whole thing back in the day. A mullet killed my father. It was very traumatic for me. I know. Anytime I see a person with a mullet, I had to beat him to death.
Hey,
usually with their own mullet.
Speaking of someone killing their father, actually, does this show have a Twitter? Yeah, it's at DD. It's at DeathStoreProds.
Yes, we put it in the chat.
Oh yeah, you did put it. Okay, I'm just behind.
So Tiger Claw asked. Oh, okay, I thought. though I thought the Twitter would have been the name of the actual show. But see, this is just one of the six shows we have on our own website at deathstarprods.com.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, we
usually have more to talk about than this.
Yes, this is just kind of...
Well, we're just starting out.
Yeah, this is just kind of one of the only shows we have that really lent itself to the live broadcast variety of shows.
So yeah, I'm just going to talk about whatever.
I'm going to see if I can find this article again, because it was on MemeBase when I found it. And if I can find it, I'll be able to talk about it a lot better, but I'm going to talk about it either way. For now, you guys talk about something, and I'll come in when I have my topic.
Okay. It's like Shaq's porn.
Yeah, okay. Brilliant that you brought that up, because I was going to say, I have some follow-up to about Carla Ming being fat.
Oh, goddammit.
I had a conversation with Mika Tan, actually,
we had this talk after the first show.
Shut up. I had a conversation with Mika Tan over Twitter, and it was actually a pretty interesting conversation, but it came down to basically she says she thinks that she probably just got tired of working out and exercising, and there's good money in BBW porn. And I was like, all right, that's fair enough.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah, the Avengers this Friday. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be so awesome.
I think the way it's going to work out now for me is that I'm going to be going Thursday to see Cabin in the Woods, because it's the last possible day I can go. Because apparently a movie theater can't handle having two Joss Whedon movies at once.
Oh no, if it did, it would just like cause it to just like reach critical mass and like fold into itself. Okay. I guess no one likes my jokes.
Okay, so I found the article. I wanted to talk about this. I'm going to give a really brief overview of it. So this is basically the story of a coroner trying to determine whether a death was a murder or a suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have you guys guess several times as I reveal more and more of the story to you.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
So a guy jumped off of a building trying to kill himself.
Okay.
Now, what he didn't know was there was a safety net on this building to stop people from killing themselves. That would have saved his life. However, as he fell, he got accidentally... Someone just happened to be firing a shotgun out the window that hit him in the head and killed him. Wait, now, was that a murder or a suicide?
It sounds like second degree.
Wouldn't that be like third degree?
Oh, yeah, third degree, yeah. I'm sorry, I got my degrees mixed up.
You got your degrees mixed up.
Yeah, so first degree is premeditated, second is crime of passion, like just in the moment kind of thing, and third is accidental.
Yeah.
Yeah, third degree murder.
Yeah, I can see it as third degree murder.
So why was he firing a shotgun out a window?
Okay. Here's where I reveal a little bit more of the story. See, this guy has a very unhealthy relationship with his wife, and he frequently gets in arguments with her and threatens her with a shotgun. That is normally unloaded. Okay. But his son, who his wife had cut off from being funded by them anymore, loaded the shotgun knowing that this would happen, hoping that his father would shoot his mother and kill her. Basically, the son had been planning the murder of his mother, accidentally causing this person to be shot while falling out of the off the building to his not death. Now who's responsible for the death?
Okay, so...
So you got one case of attempted murder,
yeah.
Or premeditated murder.
Yeah, premeditated. Well, it's premeditated, but it's also attempted. So it's attempted first degree.
Right. So, and then you have third degree murder,
mm-hmm.
But who do you blame? The guy with the shotgun or the person that loaded it when the guy didn't know the shotgun was loaded?
Okay, now here's the best twist. The guy who jumped off the building was the couple's son who loaded the shotgun. So,
what?
He loaded the shotgun, tried to get his father to shoot his mother. When he eventually got to such a point of financial depravity because he was no longer receiving funds from his parents, that he decided, screw it, I'm not going to wait for her to die, I'm going to kill myself. He jumps off the building, hoping to kill himself, only he's headed towards a safety net he doesn't know is there. His father aims the shotgun at his mother, almost accidentally killing her, but missing her, firing the gun out the window and hitting him. He murdered himself.
And the Darwin Award goes to?
Wow, this sounds... That is my mind, I can't wrap it around this.
That is insane. Like,
that has to be the hugest mindfuck in history.
That is fucking insane, dude. What the hell? That is... That is just a...
I say if that Law and Order came up with stories as good as this one, I would actually watch it.
Yeah, Toy Box was just saying, yeah, this is a Law and Order podcast.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I am reading the chat, you know.
Yeah, because it'd just be like Mariska Hargitay and that guy just kind of sitting there just like, so who do we charge? It's like, is this... should we even be able to charge anyone? Like, it's just... Yeah, then Ice-T comes in and says something hilarious.
So yeah, that got horribly convoluted.
Yes, it did.
But in the end, I guess he was successful in killing himself.
Yeah, but not so successful in killing his mom.
Which was his original goal.
Yeah, so... Dun-dun.
That sounds like a long ways to just... I mean, he could have just put the barrel of the gun in his mouth and, like, pulled the trigger with his toe, and it would have been a lot easier on everyone.
Yeah, that's the thing. He was never intending to kill himself with the shotgun. He was trying to get his mother killed.
So then he decided... So then he had, like, a loaded shotgun right next to him, and he's like, you know what? I think I'm going to jump off this building.
Oh, it was days later. Days later.
Yes, exactly. Days later. So he had time to think about it, and he thought, what would be a better way to kill myself? Jumping off a building or using a shotgun that I loaded myself? This is so insane. Okay, so, well, people in the chat, if you're tired of what we're talking about, you can always ask some questions, because we want to talk stuffs with peoples.
All right, let me tell you something that frustrated me today.
All right.
And that was, I went to XS Cargo to get a new microphone, or not a new microphone, a new set of headphones.
Okay.
Actually, two new sets of headphones, because we're recording a commentary tonight, and Ninja Kitty's going to be joining for that.
Yeah, so if you want to know what commentary recording, come back to testarpros.com on Friday.
So, I go to XS Cargo because they've advertised a very decent pair of headphones in their flyer. And I go there only to find out that they don't have the headphones. And so I get... And another couple of pairs of headphones that are very similar, not quite as good quality, though. And then, as I'm checking out, they're asking me, what's your postal code? Why? So that we can send more accurate flyers. I came here because you put an item in the flyer that you don't have. Why am I giving you my postal code?
So we can find out where you live.
I'm guessing.
It reminds me of the old Mitch Hedberg joke of when people hand out flyers, it's like they're saying, here, you throw this away. Like, I fucking hate it. Like, my work, when they staple shit to our paychecks all the fucking time, and it's always something about, like, fucking insurance or whatever, and it's just, like, shit that's always useless to me, and I'm always just like, yep, here, you throw this away.
Yeah, like, I remember when I was, like, back in the heyday days of when I was in high school.
Like 2 years ago?
You know, in that long off and ancient time of about 5 years ago. Like, they always hand out those, like, fucking envelopes to, like, hey, student insurance.
Oh, like, I hated those.
Like, did you guys have that? Do you guys have that in America?
I don't think so. Student insurance?
Yeah, like, yeah, I remember in, like, actually in middle school it was. Just up until middle school, just, like, someone, like, every, like, couple months, someone would just, like, give you an envelope that says, hey, we should read this. It's like, fill this out for student insurance so that if you get, like, injured while studying, you'll be able to, like, be compensated or something.
See, I always tried to tell my teachers, don't give this to me. I already have insurance. Because I do. I'm very lucky that because of where my mother works, I've had very good insurance, very good life insurance, and brilliant medical coverage. And I always get sick of being offered these things.
I just burn them. Like, in class.
Look out, we got a badass over here.
Yeah, whoa, look out. Internet tough guy. Yeah, cool, y'all, in the classroom.
Y'all can't step to this.
Yeah, we never had anything, as far as I know, like that here. I don't know. I can't say for all states. I mean, something like that probably changes from state to state, like many different stupid laws. But we didn't have anything here, as far as I know, and maybe that's partially because I was on my mother's insurance until I was 18, which meant until I was basically out of school. So, yeah, I don't know. That's fucking weird.
Yes, weird fucking thing.
So, I've been playing Skyrim on PC now.
Okay.
And I ran into a glitch that I can no longer go any farther in the main quest. Thank you, Bethesda, and everyone thinking that the PS3 version is the worst, where, at least for me, it's not.
Okay,
I'm supposed to talk to the one chick after I kill a dragon at the grave site or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Where because the one dragon brings back a dragon to life.
Yeah,
and you kill the dragon that they bring back to life, and then you're supposed to talk to her to give you more answers about the blades and blah blah blah. And she just stands there and says, "Do you need something? Do you need something?"
The good thing about the console version is you can go online and you can find out, not the console version, the PC version, is you can go online and you can find out a way to use the command console to fix it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It might be as simple as inputting one thing into the command console. It might be as difficult as killing her and reviving her, which you can do, all through very simple commands.
Yeah, like, I know, I've been going through doing, like, the, Thieves Guild quest, trying to restore to his former glory. Because, you know, I found all the stones of Baron Zia, and I have nothing else to do for him except for that.
Right.
And so, like, there was one that I had to go do. It was, like, I think it was a shill job. I had to break it. It was either a shill or a heist job. I had to break into this guy's house and whiterun and steal all his shit. But, unfortunately, I did this after the battle for Whiterun. And so, a bunch of debris was stuck in front of his door, and I could not access his house. So I had to go back and like give up the quest. But it turns out, like, with the PC version, you can actually just like go into the command console and just like input some shit and get into his house that way. But in the console version, you're fucked.
Right.
Yeah. Unless you can change your encumbrance weight to infinite. So you'll be able to run around with like every single item in the game times 1,000 and still be able to run as fast as you can.
Of encumbrance, I was talking today about how I like the one improvement of Skyrim over Oblivion, that arrows don't weigh anything.
Yeah.
Because that pissed me off in Oblivion. It's like, I need arrows, but I can only carry so many.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, not much to hear is like physical law, but it's cool. Yeah, same thing with like gold, because I'm pretty sure like, you carry around... If you carry around, like, the 30,000 or so gold that I've had at a various point, that might weigh you down a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
maybe just a bit.
Just a teeny tiny bit.
I'm surprised they didn't put, like, a hardcore mode. Well, now that I'm thinking about it, Bethesda didn't do that for Fallout. It was Obsidian that did, but... I don't know, I guess I'm still... They could have, where, like, gold and arrows and shit like that all have a weight to it.
Mm-hmm.
And what are arrows? Like, what would they be? Like, a 0.1? Maybe? 0.3? Yeah, I wouldn't even say a 0.5.
Yeah, but still, they'd have weight. And, you know, carrying around the, like, 200 and, like, carrying around, like, the 300 steel arrows I have would weigh something.
Right, yeah, I mean... But, I mean, again, this goes back to, like, worrying about stuff like that is... You might as well also worry about why your character is carrying 10 swords and you don't see any of them.
Yeah, true.
It's like, yeah. I try to, you know, not think about that stuff because then I'm just broken and I don't like the game anymore.
You know, like, everything else has weight, you know, like, even... like, you know, oh, I have a flower, it weighs 0.1. Okay. But then... Like, you have, like, flowers
arrows
and...
nothing.
Yeah, arrows and gold are nothing. But, you know, like, the gold coins weigh nothing, but gold ingot and gold ore weigh 1 pound.
Right.
Yeah, it's I think it's pretty important that you let some of these things just go when you're playing games. Sort of allow yourself to be immersed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, Shax, I want to talk something about you. On Twitter, I saw you talking with Jonathan Holmes of Destructoid.
Yeah.
About Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah.
Something about it being overrated or something.
He was saying that it's overrated. And I commented to him something along the lines. Let me go back to it.
Okay. While you're doing that, I will slap people with fish.
Okay. Yeah. I commented back saying overrated. I have been hearing almost nothing but bad things about it. Because, like, everyone except you that I've heard either on podcasts or read on Twitter or anywhere else have all disliked it. So I'm like, I don't know how it's overrated other than by the fans. And that was kind of where the conversation went from there, of me saying, like, only the Joss Whedon fans seem to like it. But he was saying, like, he was saying that he's talked to people that said they loved it. They don't even know who Joss Whedon is. And then we're talking about the concept of the movie. And like I was saying to him is, yeah, I think the concept of the movie is very interesting, you know, but I haven't seen the movie, so I really can't, I don't have a opinion either way on whether the movie's good or not.
I fucking love that movie, dude, but like I have seen one negative review about it. And it wasn't even that negative. It was 3 out of 5. That was the lowest score I saw it get.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, I gave it 5 out of 5 in sight. Flixist, the movie sister site to Destructoid, gave it a 95 out of 100. It's got a 91 on Rotten Tomatoes, and Movie Baba, the Escapist, raved about it.
Right. Yeah, and I haven't like looked at it.
The only negative review I saw, like the only purely negative, was the fucking Spoonie review you sent me. That guy was a fucking dick.
I was like, I was fine with everything he was saying, what Spoonie was saying. Like, I was fine with it, with the fact of I haven't seen the movie, so I don't really, I have no opinion. But then he started getting to the point where he was like, I'm right and you're wrong. And it was like, alright, dude, now you're going too far, because all you're doing is fucking talking about your opinion of the movie and how you hated the movie and you don't think Joss Whedon is that great. But now you're going to go and tell these people that are your fans that they're wrong for their opinion of liking it? It's like, come on, dude, now you're being a little too much of a dick.
Apparently, we got cut off.
What?
I don't know, like, Toybox was just saying, hey, you guys got cut off. Is the show over? And, yeah, people are playing music over us now. Huh. Derek?
It says you're back.
Yeah, no, I just came.
Sounds like hella music or something.
Yeah, sometimes the live feed disconnects, apparently.
Huh. Toolbox is interesting. Okay, Derek? Derek?
Hey, guys.
Hey, we got cut off.
No, you're back on.
Oh, we're back on.
We are?
Yeah, blip.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Hey, people.
Said that we're back on.
Yeah, the whole point of saying you're back, that means...
yeah, that you're means you're back.
Back. Oh.
Okay, Deadman doesn't pay attention to the chat.
No, I'm in the chat right now, and just...
Well, thinking when I said, Derek says, we're back, and you're like, yeah, but blah, 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 blah.
Because my chat broke.
Well, that's because you're broke.
Yeah, well, but hey, so yeah, back up, and that was all recorded on our call burner.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it's gonna be just a couple minutes of us going, Derek.
Yeah. Well, no, you going, Derek, and us be like, dude, it's back up, dude.
Dude, chill the fuck out.
that's where your mental retardation comes in. You're like, Derek.
As soon as anything goes wrong, I'm just freaking the fuck out.
So I kind of get the feeling that our test is going to be the best podcast we do on here. It seems like an inevitable destination to me.
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, I don't know. I mean, going by the chat room, like, nobody's saying anything. Where last time, yeah, everyone in the chat room was talking and shit. And
you know, I gotta say, I hope we get some of our regular listeners on here.
Yes, like that one guy.
Because, like, last time was a great example of feedback from the audience.
Yeah, like, Pixelbot was great.
I mean, not even just in that podcast, we were talking about what's the most horrible superhero movie ever, and now we've got a theme month where we're going to decide that.
Yes, and, you know, we actually have some guys from, like, that on the show. We got, like, a Pixelbot isn't here, Sub-Zed, or Sub-Z, I guess, if for your Americans.
No, say it properly. Americans.
Why would anyone say it wrong by saying it Sub-Zed?
Because, you know, the world.
Apparently, Pixelbot loves our show.
Oh, sweet dude. I love you too, Pixelbot. Yeah, Pixelbot. Awesome.
There's no hug option.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, well. To show my appreciation, I will slap you with a large trout.
Oh, Pixelbot's the girl. I'm going to bend her over. I'm going to show her all 50 states.
Pixelbot, you get a virtual hug. Yes. You earned it.
Yes, and that large trout is a sign of my affection. That's how we show affection to everybody. Probably why I don't go out on dates.
Stop slapping each other with fishes!
I wonder where all that fish did go. Oh, went in your face.
Oh, zing.
Yeah, so people in the chat, if you have questions for us, we run out of things to talk about pretty easily on this show.
No, we don't. We always have something to talk about.
You guys. Okay.
Do you have something to talk about later? That's what I'm asking you.
What I'm doing?
So, last week we kind of talked a little bit about Skyrim when I was saying that it was kind of popular for everyone to, after a while, start hating on the console version, especially the PS3 version. Let's talk about people thinking it's a popular thing to start calling Nathan Drake I don't want to say serial killer, but I don't know. He kills in mass amounts.
Yeah, I know, like, Yahtzee from Tier Punctuation keeps saying he's racist.
But Nathan Drake's racist.
Yeah, it was like... Yeah, because, like, in the first game, he...
You're saying this down again.
Yes, it is.
Oh, well. We're still recording. Even if people here don't hear us, we're sorry.
Okay,
you can listen to it later on the site.
Yeah, so for all the people who are down on the chat right now, you can always listen to it again on DeathDoorProducts.com in its entirety, without it going down.
You realize you're saying that while it's down, so they're not hearing you say that.
Yes, I am.
So then why are you saying it?
Because I'm insane. And Derek can hear us.
So, anyways, yeah, like, okay, how is he racist?
Well, because apparently in the first game, the people he killed were, like, it was, like, black people, Spanish people, and, like, Asian people. Those were the main enemies for the first game. Then in the second game...
Well, what country was he in?
I don't know.
Okay, well, he wasn't in Germany or America, so there you go. Wait, he was in some tropical islands in the first game. Sorry that most of those people are brown?
I don't know, but, like, that's... Yeah, and apparently, like, the...
Let me ask you this. What's more racist if, let's say, Chris Redfield in Resident Evil 5 is in Africa killing a bunch of black people, or Chris Redfield in Africa in Resident Evil 5 killing mostly white people? Because I would think that'd be more offensive to have something take place in a country that is a majority of a different colored person other than whites, and they're turning them all white. I would think that... Isn't that right?
Yeah, I have to agree with you, Shax. I also say that, you can't take everything Yahtzee says too seriously. Otherwise, there's no such thing as a good game.
Oh, well, except for Portal, Silent Hill 2, and Prince of Persia: The Sands of Time.
Right, yeah, I mean, I loved his reviews because
it's hilarious.
He's funny, and he just, but yeah, he mostly just shits on everything anyway, and... But I mean, it's just that idea there of it being racist is like...
I mean, it's the same with Spoonie. I can't listen to everything he says in his reviews, like, and absolutely agree with it.
I can't listen
Otherwise, you know, everything is horrible, and the Dead or Alive movie was actually pretty good. Which he actually does raise a good point with that the Dead or Alive movie is like a perfect adaptation of the games.
That doesn't make it a good movie.
No, it doesn't make it a good movie, but it's exactly it's selling exactly what it's supposed to be selling.
Okay, so hey, the show's back up.
Awesome. Yeah, so you guys just missed an awesome conversation, but
yeah. So hey, to all you people out there,
do it all again tomorrow.
Yeah. So hey, to all you people out there who are listening to the show and are kind of annoyed about keep cutting out. While the show is cutting out on the stream, it is staying up on a recording, so you'll be able to listen to the show in its entirety on Monday on DeathStorePress.com.
Yeah.
Toybox is being self-abusive.
Yes.
Oh. He's a cutter.
Yeah.
He's a
cutter. Yeah, just using the scales from the large chart to cut himself. Apparently Spoonie's a hobo.
He doesn't have a
hobo. Spoonie, I like a lot of shit he says... But, yeah, like, a while, not last year's E3, I think the E3 before that, it was the E3 just before Fallout New Vegas came out, and he was doing this thing where he after every day of E3, him and his buddies would sit around the hotel room and videotape, or record themselves talking about whatever they seen or whatever, and there he was talking about Fallout New Vegas. And he was one of the people, at that time it was another thing that was popular in gaming for a minute there, where everyone was saying, oh, Fallout New Vegas is nothing but a glorified DLC, which is bullshit. But, hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
That was weird.
Yeah.
Sounded like someone opened the door to an airplane.
Death just walked through our stream.
But he was bitching at Bethesda about Fallout New Vegas being so much like Fallout 3. And I'm thinking, dude, you know nothing about what you're talking about. Like, Bethesda only produced the fucking game. Like, Obsidian is the one that developed it, so you can't be... You sitting there bitching at Bethesda because the game's so much like Fallout 3 just makes you look retarded.
Hmm. Apparently, for some reason, the audio is only coming out of the left channel for Tiger Claw.
Whatever.
I don't even know what that means.
Sorry, Tiger Claw.
Sorry.
You'll Tiger hear Claw. Subpar quality.
Yes, your right eel will slowly atrophy over the course of this show through lack of stimulation.
You get what you pay for,
which is nothing. Okay, so yeah, what else we got?
Actually, another thing about Spoonie, what you mentioned before, Shax, about him saying that I'm right, my fans are wrong. Most people don't do that. I mean, the closest thing I've seen was. Nostalgia Critic made a joke about that on one of his reviews. At the end, he did this whole touching moment of, maybe people are allowed to have their own opinions, and even though I don't like this movie, maybe they should be allowed to like it. Then he just randomly goes, nah, I'm right and they're wrong. But you can totally tell it's a joke.
Right. Yeah,
plus, Yahtzee does that all the time. Like, he's usually calling his fans, like, retards.
Yeah, what? I'm not sure if Spoonie would actually mean it, though. He... sometimes seems to be a bit of a douche.
Oh, I can easily tell that from, you know, the fact that he hates Cabin in the Woods.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, like, the way Spoonie was doing it, he was being serious, like, no, you can't, like, I don't remember exactly what point of the conversation he was at, because, like, you only heard his side of it. He was obviously reading off of a chat room of some type, and at some point he was, hey, there's Deadman with an underscore. Is that you?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe that was the Deadman that you couldn't get the name because of or something. But anyways, but yeah, he was just like, no, I'm not. You guys are wrong about his writing or directing or something. And I'm right. And it's just like, dude, like, you've gone from, like, bitching about this movie to saying that you're right. It's like, you've also become an asshole.
Yeah, and apparently Spoonie, according to Tiger Claw in the chat, Spoonie went off about XCOM, how they were making it into first-person shooter.
Okay. I don't know much about XCOM other than I seen a trailer for it, and it looked like some old ass 1995 like virtual reality type shit. Look,
you know what?
Like
it's not the first game to be remade as a first person shooter. I mean, you've got Syndicate. That's what that was. It wasn't originally a first person shooter. Now it's been remade as one.
Yeah, it was real weird. It was like, I'm pretty sure the original XCOM was like a turn based space strategy game or something. Yeah, it was real weird. I know it was grid based from some of the stuff I've seen, and holy shit, it's down again apparently. Good lord.
nothing went wrong. Nothing went wrong during the test. Everything was perfect during the test. That's like, okay, now we've got an official set. We're a permanent show. And now the server's just like, fuck you.
It's like, oh, you think you're all so special now, don't you?
I know, like, what the fuck?
And apparently we're sounding like chipmunks.
Yeah. We're off to see the wizard, the one from Wizard of Oz.
Oh god, you're chipmunking your voice while it's being chipmunked.
I know,
that's not good, man.
Blow their mind.
Yeah, you're gonna get so loud that all of a sudden every dog in the neighborhood just starts screaming.
Oh, choppy chipmunks. Oh, sweet.
Choppy chipmunks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the edgy rap rock alternative to Alvin the Chipmunks.
Oh, man. This is hilarious. It's so hilarious. I can't help it. But I wanted to get back to the Uncharted thing about him being a mass murderer.
Every video game character is a mass murderer.
Right? That's my thing. Like, I hate it. That's one thing I really hate, especially because that started coming around more. I think it started coming around during Uncharted 2, but it really started coming around during Uncharted 3. And it was just like, but that's what everyone does. Like, first of all, not only does that happen in all video games, but second of all, they're shooting at him. He's just basically defending himself.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's always weird, like, with these things, like, going through and doing all this bullshit, I don't know. I had a point somewhere. I lost it.
Stop looking at it.
I feel like people want to single out Nathan Drake and call him down for I don't know what reason. I guess because he's this really good protagonist who's portrayed as a very good guy, and people are like, no, he's bad. I want my protagonist to be a badass. Maybe people don't like that it's a PS3 only game. I mean, personally, I don't like that much, but
like everything, all of the criticisms I've seen levied against Nathan Drake has been about him just kind of being a douchebag.
I don't see how he's a douchebag though.
I don't know. Like all the stuff I've seen from him, you know, it hasn't really been that bad. You know, he's always been that kind of like cocky, just kind of like removed from everything that's going on, kind of protagonist that's kind of standard a lot for a lot of these things.
He's not a dick to anyone, and I wouldn't say he's really removed from it, but he does have he uses his wit to kind of, that he uses his wit to kind of keep himself in check in dire situations. Kind of like how I do things. If I'm in a bad situation, if I'm even nervous, I start making bad jokes. Just to kind of like, you know, break the tension and stuff like that.
So Nathan
and I feel like that's what he does.
So Nathan Drake is Spider-Man?
No. Because Spider-Man's a bitch.
Yeah, Spider-Man uses jokes to defuse a tense situation.
Well, he doesn't use jokes.
He gets
sarcastic. And kind of and witty about, you know, the situation. You know, like if he's in a situation and like say his gun breaks, he'd be like kind of like, well, there goes using that or something. You know, he'll just come up with something stupid to say. And it's not always that way, but I mean that's just the majority of the time. I mean he does take shit seriously and shit like that. But they call him a douchebag though. It seems fucking stupid to me, because like he's just not a dick to anyone. And he's not like dude bro at all.
We never know, bro.
Hey, whoa. Watch who you're talking to. Using that language.
So guys, I was playing some cod blops and
oh god damn it,
this one noob just fucking started teabagging me. So I just came up behind him with a ballistic knife and I fucking got him in the skull.
God damn it, Broby.
You know, that reminds me. I was going to bring this up a long time ago. During the VGAs, when they had that soldier coming up and teabagging people and everyone hated it.
Yeah, that was...
And, like, I remember listening to podcasts and people were like, oh, that was so embarrassing and blah, 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 and all the gamers hated it. And it's like, guess what, guys? That's a gamer. Like, that's what you do. When you're being a little prick on your Call of Duty games and you're teabagging the guy that you just killed and you're writing messages saying that he's a noob and you owned him or pwned him, that's what you look like. That's what you look like if for a person, whether the person's watching the VJs watching the soldier teabag people or if the person is watching you play a game, that's what they see.
Just for a moment from the chat, Tiger Claw, I kind of agree. He is very much focusing on getting laid. There's that whole business with Black Cat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Spider-Man.
Both Spider-Man and Ultimate Spider-Man have tried to get laid by Black Cat.
Oh, yeah. Well, but regular Spider-Man actually succeeded.
See, I haven't read Spider-Man comics in so long, and I don't remember him, when I was a kid reading Spider-Man comic books, him trying to get laid. Really? But maybe I wasn't seeing it. I wasn't reading between the lines enough.
Well, you're reading back in the 90s or 80s or what? When were you reading it?
Yeah, probably back in the late, mid 90s. Well, okay, when did the whole clone thing take place? Because that's when I kind of stopped.
Ooh, the clone thing. Fuck. That was a while ago.
Yeah, that was like mid 90s, I think.
Well, that was when it kind of came back. Like, they started it back in the 70s, I think.
What?
Yeah, like when Stacy died, then the clone saga kind of got its first footing. You know, they had the clone come along, and then he did. Oh, no. And it goes fast forward to when Mary Jane and Peter Parker get married. Then the clone comes back.
Oh, okay.
And then there's a whole bunch of clone shit going on with that, and then, like, Mary Jane has a miscarriage or something.
And then the marriage gets retconned.
Yeah, and the marriage gets retconned because Satan.
Because Satan.
Yeah, because Satan. Peter Parker and Mary Jane sell their marriage to Satan to save Aunt May, who got shot in the chest by a sniper.
Okay.
But, like, that was the most insane thing. It was like, it was so
Black
fucking.
Cat was Felicia Hardy.
Yeah, that was her. That was her whole name thing. Her secret identity.
Real identity. Yeah.
Yeah. So. What happened was Civil War, Peter Parker reveals the identity of the world because Tony Stark, you know, got him to. And then when he revealed his identity, he then switched sides to those people who wanted to keep everyone's identity a secret. But it was a bit too late. Everyone knew who he was. So the Kingpin, who was in prison at this point, hired an assassin to try to kill him, but ended up shooting Aunt May in the chest instead. And so then she managed to survive that somehow, but then she was in a coma. So Peter Parker was going around trying to find everyone he could to, like, save Aunt May's life, because, yeah. And no one was able to help him. Like, they were all like, oh, God, everyone's doing all this shit. And so he got Doctor Strange to erase everyone's memory of him being Spider-Man so that this wouldn't happen again. But he got to keep Mary Jane remembering, because, you know. And she, you know, flipped out. Then Satan showed up and said, hey, I can save your aunt, just give me your marriage.
See, okay, well, the only thing I know about the Clone Wars, or that I remember of the Clone Wars, is it started happening...
Clone Saga. Yeah, Clone Wars is something entirely different.
I didn't even realize I said Clone Wars until, like, after you said Clone Saga, and I was like, oh, I think I said Clone Wars. So I... Because it wasn't until Scarlet Spider came around, and it was, like, a little after that I remember, like, a comic book with, like, Kane, who was, like, the first functional Spider-Man, quote-unquote. And then from there, you know, it kind of went into this thing of finding out that Scarlet Spider was the true Peter Parker. Peter Parker was just a clone of Scarlet Spider. And then Scarlet Spider was like, I'll tell you what, I'm going to take off. You keep living your life your way. As you remember it, I'm going to go do something else. That's how I remember the whole Clone War coming about, was after Scarlet Spider started showing up.
No, like, Scarlet...
I didn't know about anything happening back in, like, the 70s.
Okay, so, Target Claw. We're not talking about Black Cat in the Amazing Spider-Man game, because apparently she's in the Amazing Spider-Man game.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't played it.
I don't think it's out. But no, we were talking about Black Cat in the actual comics. This is a whole bunch of shit that actually happened in like Amazing Spider-Man, the comic books. And no, Black Cat did not marry the Satan dude. She fucked Spider-Man for a while, then she fucked Daredevil. Because, yeah.
Daredevil.
Yeah.
There you go. Get some blind action. What I can't see. Oh, was that booty?
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, the whole, like, clone thing started when Gwen Stacy died. Because, like, the guy who's behind it all, the Jackal, who's, like, the weird green imp dude, he kind of was, like, stalking Gwen Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she died, when Gwen Stacy died, he went, you know, kind of batshit insane, and then cloned himself a Gwen Stacy. And a Spider-Man, because yeah. So then the real Spider-Man, the clone Spider-Man fought, then clone Spider-Man apparently died, then fast forward a few decades, when the Scarlet Spider shows up, and he says, like, hey, I'm the clone. But then they reveal that, oh, no, wait, the guy who married Mary Jane was actually the clone, and the guy claiming to be the clone was actually the real Peter Parker. You know, that was one of their ways of trying to write themselves out of the whole Mary Jane Peter Parker marriage. Because apparently everyone hated it.
What? Okay. Everyone hated that they got married?
Yeah, it was some weird thing.
Alright, I gotta look at this picture.
And Porkchop, Mary Jane did not marry Satan. It was just, Satan just kind of showed up and said, hey, I want your marriage, then their marriage never happened. So, like, their entire relationship, up to the point where they got married, happened, they just never got married.
That is quite the look for Black Cat.
Yeah.
She's always hot.
Probably have a look at that, too.
Like, everything she's in is hot. In, like, the 90s cartoon, she's hot. In the comic book, she's hot.
Damn.
In this picture, she's hot. I will fuck Black Cat every day. I would never stop fucking her. That would just become my thing.
Yeah, that's your superpower.
My superpower is fucking Black Cat, yes.
Yeah, so poor Chop, Mary Jane didn't marry Satan. She just kind of was never married to Peter Parker. Satan, his entire thing was, haha, now you never got married, and this potential child of yours never happened, so...
Is it just Satan, or Satan-like guy?
It's Mephisto.
Wait, he's making a... It's
Mephisto, the Marvel Universe version of Satan.
Yeah, it is defined in the Marvel Universe that he is Satan.
Satan, yeah. Yeah. But yep. Yeah, well, as soon as they messed in his name, I knew who he was talking about. I'm like, yep. All right, I got you.
But it's really weird, because, like, Mephisto is there, and he has a son, Blackheart, but there's this other guy, his name's, like, Damon, and he is called the son of Satan. And it's, like, it's never really implied that Blackheart and Damon are brothers. So either Satan is an entirely different dude, and, like, there are either two kings of hell, or, like, there were, like, Satan was the king of hell, and then Mephisto just overpowered him, or Satan is just some low-level dude. Or this guy just, or his mom just got fucked by a demon and was like, oh my gosh, you got impregnated by Satan! It's like, no, actually his name was Greg, he's right over there. Hi, guy. Yeah, like, Marvel hell is weird. It's real fucked up.
Right.
Yes. And Porkchop agrees with me. Okay, that is weird. Lol. Yeah, like, so... Yeah, and the weird thing is, I'm pretty sure that Ben Reilly is still alive. Like, the clone dude who married Mary Jane, apparently, but didn't, or something. He might still be alive, or he might be dead, but I know Kane is still alive, because he's the new Scarlet Spider. And he's based in Kansas.
Right.
And, you know, he's badass.
See, that's weird, like... I wonder why they did that, other than maybe to say that, Ben Reilly's dead.
Well, Ben Reilly, I think he's been dead for a while. Like, I think he actually got killed, I think he got killed around the time I started reading. Like, I jumped in just after, like, the whole Back in Black thing that happened just after the Civil War. When Spider-Man put on the black suit again and became, you know, emo and shit. But yeah, I think just shortly after that, Ben Reilly died. But Kane was still kicking around. You know, the Spider Queen got his hands on him and used the Jackal to turn him into Evil Spider Dude. Well, even more Evil Spider Dude. And then he, you know, got himself the stealth suit and then went to Kansas. Or Boston. It was some city in the south, I think, like near Mexico. I have no idea.
Neither of those two cities are near Mexico.
I don't know. It's something that starts with a K or a C or starts with a K sound.
Sound. Well, I mean, Kansas is right above Texas.
Mm-hmm. And Texas is on the border.
Yeah, well, I mean, so yeah, I guess so, but I
guess Texas is also a really big state.
Right, that's what I was just going to say. It's like, Texas being so big, that puts Kansas almost in the middle of the fucking map. So.
Yeah, I know. I'm not entirely sure, but it's like, it's a city with, like, a very small section of tall buildings. And so Scarlet Spider usually just jumps around. You know, he's
a city or a state?
It's a Kansas.
Yeah, well, okay, Kansas is a state, yeah. But I mean, are you thinking of a city or a state?
I'm thinking of a city.
Okay, so it might be a place in Texas then.
Yeah,
or New Mexico or something.
Yeah, somewhere in there. I think it's in New Mexico. But yeah, like
Albuquerque.
No, that's Deadpool's place.
Deadpool's in Albuquerque.
You know,
course he is.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, Thor screaming for Asgard, Deadpool screaming for Albuquerque.
That's awesome.
Even though Deadpool's Canadian.
Isn't it always whenever Bugs Bunny would dig himself up out of a hole, he'd be like, I knew I should have taken a left turn at Albuquerque?
Yep. I'm guessing that's why he does it.
Where the fuck is he going that he always ends up at Albuquerque?
Or no, it's not that he always ends up in Albuquerque, it's always, he's looking at a map saying, I should have taken a left at Albuquerque.
So he's always passing through Albuquerque wherever he goes.
Yes. The rabbit tunnel route has a layover in Albuquerque.
I just want to see the episode where they just put him in Albuquerque.
Yeah, just like the central terminal of rabbit holes is just in Albuquerque.
Weird Al covered in rabid weasels.
I like to think that, like, seeing that every Bugs Bunny cartoon is not him digging up someplace new, I would like to take all the ones where he is digging up somewhere new and finding out where he has gone, you know, like, to think that it'd be kind of cool to find out that there's, like, some kind of secret destination or I don't know the word I'm thinking of like wherever he's gone, like, it'd be nice to find out that there's actually a timeline, I guess, or something,
mm-hmm.
of place to place to place that he's gone, always trying to get someplace.
It's a continuity.
Yeah.
So it'd be like kind of like, you know, Matt Groening hiding the location of Springfield for all those years, only to say that it's actually based on a Springfield that doesn't exist.
Yeah, like, I remember actually in the Simpsons movie, that was kind of funny. It's like, you can see the four states bordering, Springfield. Just names off all the four states that are surrounding Springfield. I looked that up on a map. They're all on different corners of the country.
Yes.
But I was just kind of, I was like, okay. Because I know nothing about American geography.
I always assumed that Springfield, or his idea of Springfield, wasn't a certain Springfield, but it was every Springfield in the United States, and kind of like taking a little piece of each one.
I figured it was just a town. It was like, I need a place for this story to take place in. There we go.
And that's pretty much what it was, which is what pisses me off about the whole, you know, I'm not going to tell you what state it's in. It's like, if you just made up a city, tell us you just made up a city.
Yeah, like you made up that month, Smarch.
Smarch.
Yeah, I remember in one of the Treehouse of Horrors, where they were making fun of, Nightmare on Elm Street, where it was like, it was the 13th day of the 13th month, and just like the government did something, so they decided to add another month on for tax reasons.
Okay.
Yeah, so they get his, like, lousy Smarch weather, and then.
Oh yeah.
And then Willie sets himself on fire.
But I mean, like, that was just things like the Smarch thing was like kind of like a one-time joke kind of thing, kind of like when they took out the green light and only made it yellow and red because they found it made traffic go faster, and they showed Lenny or Carl like running through the yellow light saying, stay yellow, stay yellow, stay yellow. It's just like a one-off joke.
You know, I'm starting to get to the point now that the more I read or watch other things, the more I realize how freaking unoriginal The Simpsons is.
I used to think that's the ones that created it first.
I used to think that, you know, some of their stories were original, but I bet you, if you spent enough time, you would find out that they have not done a single original story.
Well, I mean, the biggest joke, like, obviously, South Park did a thing about this, about how South Park came up with it first, and then, like, you see that with Family Guy also. The Simpsons have usually start everything, or done everything at least once first. But yeah, I do see where you're coming from to a point where, like, I stopped watching it because everyone started moving into their house. Like, there's always the episode of Apu moved in, Otto moved in, Willie moved in, and I'm like, everyone was moving into their house for one reason or another in almost every episode, and it's like, you guys have nothing anymore.
Yeah. And yeah, literally everything else is just them stealing from something else. Like, yeah, I started reading this book, this really good book called Flowers for Algernon, and I'm reading it, and I'm like, oh my god, The Simpsons parodied this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They parodied a lot of things, especially during, like, their Halloween treehouse bullshit. Like, those,
well,
obviously always...
Okay, so, well, speaking of The Simpsons, Tiger Claw asked, The Simpsons, isn't Bart, Lisa, and Maggie all grown up by now? No, they're not. And I have a theory about that. Not just, you know, they don't feel like making them age.
They should be. It's been, what, 23 years?
25, I think.
25 years.
But yeah, so what it is the Springfield that they're in, since it doesn't exist, it's in some weird kind of time block thing where the world around it ages, but the people in it don't. So, you know, they're like weird immortal beings who can, like, live forever, but the world around them keeps going on as time goes on.
Actually,
that's why The Simpsons back in ye olden days could have been, you know, like, making fun of, like, Bill Clinton, and then the next episode you watch her have iPhones and shit.
Actually, I was watching an episode, it was when it was actually first coming out. It's where Homer gets into that series that's basically Lost, and Bart steals Jimbo's girlfriend. And someone pointed out that, like, this has been an awfully sexual episode. I mean, Bart had this girl show him her boob.
Yeah,
and I'm just thinking, he's like 35 years old now. It's about time he sees a boob.
Yeah. Maybe it's like Pinocchio thing, like from Fables, where he's just like sitting there, just like, I want to be a real boy, but I didn't mean I want to be a boy forever, goddammit. I want to fuck someone.
But no one ever will, because he looks like a little boy.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite parts in that entire series of Fables. It was
But at some point, someone's gonna fuck Bart Simpson. It's getting there. They're going to have to go to that level. It's like, they've had him have girlfriends. They've had him, you know, making out. They've had him have a girl show him her boob. They're gonna have to keep escalating. And eventually, Bart Simpson, at the eternal age of 10 years old, is going to have sex with someone.
Yes, and because he is eternally 10 years old, anyone he has sex with will either be insanely underage, or then be arrested for statutory rape.
Of course there was a portal reference in The Simpsons. There's an everything reference in The Simpsons. I was just going on a rant about how unoriginal it is.
Yeah, and there's a portal reference in everything, if you think about it, because I'm guessing at some point, somewhere along the line, one of us subconsciously made a portal reference.
To bring it back to Law & Order, Law & Order had an episode once, I don't remember which Law & Order it was, I want to say it was Special Victims Unit, where this dude was fucking this woman who looked like she was like 12 years old. Mm-hmm. Like, her physical appearance was of a child, but she was actually like in her 20s or 30s or some shit like that. And it was kind of like a deal, like they loved each other, but it was kind of like he had this thing about wanting to fuck young children, you know, basically had like a mind of a pedophile, and this was his out.
You know what? Fuck, that's a good option. You're still sick-minded, but at least you're not hurting anybody.
Exactly, yeah. That was...
I'm pretty sure I read a hentai about that once.
That's probably where they got it from.
Yeah.
It sounds very Japanese to me, but yeah, I mean, it was, yeah, it was actually kind of fucking weird.
Yeah, actually, they did something like that with Let Me In, I think, where like the what is it, the like the little vampire? She's like a vampire at 12 years old, but she's like 300 or something, and she always had some old guy like living with her, and he's like in love with her, but you know she can't really do anything with her because A, she's 12, and B, she'll probably kill you if you do anything. Because like, that was actually kind of one of the things I like about True Blood, you know, to get to this, but like with the vampires, when they're fucking, they act like kind of control themselves when they're fucking, because otherwise like the fucking like excites them so much and they get like their bloodlust going up, so if they fuck someone hard enough, they'll like eventually end up just ripping their throat out and drinking them dry, which nice. Actually did show once, I think. I can't wait for True Blood to come back. Yeah.
Sorry, no, I'm just reading the chat. It sounds like The Simpsons are the only... I mean, it's really any cartoon. I mean, because look at Family Guy. Family Guy's been around for, like, what, 8 years now, I think? And Chewie's still a baby.
Yeah, Shadow Jen just said that.
Yeah, it's 13 years, actually. 13 years.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah, and they actually did a joke about that. Like, there was when Rupert was sold, or, like, Brian accidentally sold Stewie's teddy bear in a garage sale. They started, like, running after it. And it's like, well, Sue, are you getting a little old for teddy bear? It's like, Brian, I'm one. And Brian's like, still?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's
actually this episode I watched. Go ahead, Jax. I'm sorry.
No, continue. Okay. I was just going to real quick say that's a very Seth MacFarlane thing, is to kind of nod at his own things of mm-hmm. like that, you know, like obviously he keeps Stewie as a baby, keeps everyone the same age, but he will make nods at it, you know, because he's cool like that.
Yeah, like in the time travel one, they actually went back to the first episode, and then when they started, like when Peter started doing all the cutaways, it's just showing him standing there. Like standing there, but because we didn't see the cutaways, it was like, and they were just standing there, it's like, oh god, what are they doing? It's really creepy.
And it's like, now we texting crap.
Yeah, that just cuts away to them in the middle of a cutaway. Or they're all just sitting there, like, Peter's smoking, Meg's, like, doing something with her phone. Yeah, it was weird. Yeah, and so, oh, Derek chiming in, he's saying the Flintstones went shit after Pebbles grew up into a teenager and was banging Bam Bam. Because, oh yeah, that happened.
Bam Bam.
Aw, yeah.
I used to call my dick and balls Pebbles and Bam Bam.
Yeah, and Tiger Claw's bringing up Rugrats All Grown Up, which I actually kind of dug.
That's actually kind of cool that they did something like that.
Yeah, I know, it was insane. Like, I remember growing up watching the Rugrats, and it was so awesome. And then I just, like, one day I'm flipping through the channels, like, wait a minute, they made new Rugrats? Oh, Christ. And just, like, started watching it, and then I just kind of fell off because, you know, video games.
I would say the ultimate, though, is the Peanuts. Like, Charlie Brown, all of them, those are all kids still. And it's been, like, what, 50 years?
Yeah, and, you know, I'm pretty sure adults don't exist. I'm pretty sure, like, every single adult is just, like, a trombone.
Yeah, there's no... You never see an adult in those at all. You only hear them, and all you hear is, yeah, that wah, 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 wah.
It's actually just a city full of little people. And they're all told that they're children and only communicated to through a PA system so that they don't know what normal height people look like.
Oh. I remember seeing a movie as a kid. I don't remember the name of it, but it was all child acted, but it was like as if they were adults. And it was like a mobster type movie. And the way you would whack someone in it is throw pies at them.
That actually sounds amazing.
It was kind of neat. I mean, at the time, it was
Derek,
a little too...
Derek chimed in. The Apple Dumpling Gang.
Is that what it's called?
Apparently. And it's on IMDb.
Whoa, what happened? Okay. 1975. I don't know if we're talking about the same thing. I'm going to have to look it up, but... Because I remember watching it in the early 90s, and it seemed like it was pretty relevant then, but
maybe it was groundbreaking in the 70s.
Yeah,
maybe.
It could have been the Star Wars of children gangster movies. Because I remember like watching that in the 90s, and I was like, "Wow, this movie was a really good movie. When did it come out?" It was like 1970. Oh fuck! That thing looked awesome.
Yeah, IMDb's being a dick to me right now.
His tagline, wanted for chicanery, skullduggery, tomfoolery, and habitual bungling. That sounds like something kids shouldn't be doing.
So...
Oh, and apparently it's another movie called Bugsy Malone.
I guess I want to talk about how we talked about before cartoons being very self-aware.
Mm.
It is much better when they are. I mean, The Simpsons, like...
Oh, okay, it's Bugsy like Malone.
Bugsy Malone, there you go. Because I'm on this whole thing against The Simpsons right now, mm-hmm. They don't tell you that they're parodying something. They don't tell you that they have no original ideas. Whereas you've got the other end of the spectrum, Robot Chicken, where they tell you everything up front.
This is
horrible.
Oh, yeah, Robot Chicken is just fucking...
They hate on themselves constantly, and I love it.
Oh, yeah. Like, one thing I really liked, I didn't get the first time I saw it, but I thought it was really smart, the who's on first joke.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's so hilarious.
The doctor.
because at that point, I felt like Doctor Who started with Christopher Eccleston.
Yeah. It was... Yeah. Whoever had the scarf... I don't know. I have not watched the original series.
Yeah, I think it was the third Doctor.
Yeah. It's just standing there. You get it? You get it?
Yeah, he doesn't even say it twice. He just, like, looks around. You get it? Then...
And, yeah, I was actually watching that episode with Ninja Kitty in the room, and I started laughing my ass off, and she's like, what's so funny? And I'm like, it's Doctor Who. Yeah? He's on first base, yeah? Who's on first? I don't get it. You haven't heard the old vaudeville joke, who's on first?
Yeah, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know, who's on third.
I have a MP3 of it that I listen to all the time, and I still fucking crack up to it.
Robot Chicken Mass Effect? I would watch.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for the fucking DC special.
So, real quick, the Apple Dumpling Game is not the movie I'm talking about.
No, Bugsy Malone.
Oh, you guys already solved that case then?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Pork Chop.
Sorry.
Seth Green doing the Joker? I thought Mark Hamill would be doing it. Because, you know...
What?
Yeah, because I'm Tiger Claw, when we're talking about DC special for Robot Chicken, in every single skit they've done with the Joker in it, it's been Mark Hamill doing the Joker. And Pork Chop wants to talk about cream pies.
What kind of cream pies?
Chocolate cream pie has got to be my favorite.
I'm a fan of banana.
Banana. Yeah, I don't even think I've ever had banana cream pie. I might have to try it.
Oh, God.
I like things flavored like banana, but I cannot stand the texture of banana.
And my brain just went to a really dark place with the banana cream pies.
Well,
of course it did.
Mine automatically went to the bad place of cream pies and porn.
I know, I did too, but then Bobby brought in with, like, chocolate cream pie. I was like, okay, good, we're done. And then I had to bring up banana cream pie, and I'm like, oh, god damn it.
I don't like
banana. Why did you do it? It wasn't either of us who brought up banana cream pies. You brought it up.
I know, I do like
it's
banana.
It's your own fault.
Yeah, I know it is, and I hate myself, but I do actually like banana cream pies.
Oh, okay. Mass Effect Joker.
Oh, Mass Effect Joker, okay. So, yeah. I thought we were still in the DC thing.
No, because that's Joker. or is that only in Christopher Nolan's Batman? I don't remember.
No, it's in Christopher Nolanstein's Batman.
Oh, that's something I wanted to talk about. I had this discussion with Jonathan Holmes also. I'm tired of people bitching about Batman's voice and what now Bane's voice sounds like. I think it's part of the character, and it's a good thing for the movie. It really fucking... It can be distracting, but in the long run, it's better than just having the person come out and just read from the script word for word for Bane.
I don't hate it as much as other people. I do think it's overdone, though. You can disguise your voice, you can make your voice sound intimidating without sounding like you've just been raped by a meat tenderizer.
Yeah, like a lot of people... when they do the Batman voice, like Kevin Conroy, you know, when he's doing Bruce Wayne, you know, he talks all suave and sophisticated stuff, but then when he goes into Batman, you know, drops tone a bit and does get a little bit more gravelly, but it doesn't go this far into it.
Yeah, okay, so, I mean, he does, it is a little distracting, again, and it is a lot rougher than it was in Batman Begins, but at the same time, it's just, like, right now everyone's been bitching about Bane's voice for the movie that's coming out next month. And it's like, but it's a character. And I feel like that is part of the character to sound like that, so it doesn't bother me at all.
I mean, my issue with the Dark Knight was that they killed off Two-Face after bringing him in as a two-bit character.
Yeah.
Who did nothing.
Yeah, yeah,
well, Spider-Man did that with Venom.
Yeah.
they shouldn't have had Venom in fucking Spider-Man 3.
Yes, but they didn't want to have Venom with
Two-Face.
That was planned from the very beginning, and that was stupid.
Yeah.
Why bring him in if he's going to play such a small part when he's supposed to be one of the most notable Batman villains?
I feel like what they should have done with that one is they have the whole scene where he's like, oh my god, my face is also burnt and shit, and then get him in the hospital and he's always in a coma and shit, and then, you know, like what they do with at the end of Batman Begins is like he lets his calling card give him the Joker thing. Then with Two-Face, what he does is he's like, end of the movie, Joker's away, you know, Batman's like, blah, 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 Batman, I'm protector of the city, the Dark Knight, who's a what's it's. And then at the end, like, he goes, like, Bruce Wayne goes to check on Harvey Dent, and it's like, oh shit, he's gone, and all that's left is a little coin.
Well, to a point, I understand. I the one thing about him not staying in a coma in the last movie that I'm glad or happy about is the conversation that the Joker has with Harvey Dent that kind of is what makes him start thinking and kind of brings out more out that evil side of Harvey Dent. Because, you know, like earlier, if you remember earlier in that movie, there's a point where he's, I think, threatening someone with a gun or something. And Batman's like, what are you doing? Like, you're the face of the city. If you were to do this, then all that's gone and taken away. So he kind of gets, he still has that evil side to him, but I felt like that evil side of him kind of got pushed even further with the conversation he had with the Joker while in the hospital.
That's one of the things I liked about the Dark Knight Joker was that on top of just being insane, he also kind of pushes other people to unleash their insanity.
Right. And the movie would have been fine with how everything went. Because even after the movie's done, you know, spoiler alert, you don't know if Two-Face is dead. It was kind of like a question for everyone. There's a question mark there, like, is he dead or not? And I remember an interview that Christopher Nolan did after Batman and said, yeah, that was him dying. It was just kind of like, that was where it's stupid. It's like, you had a chance there to be like, well, I don't know. Who knows if he's dead or not? He just fell. Maybe he was just unconscious.
I thought, well, I didn't really get the feeling of that, oh, maybe he's dead, maybe he isn't. It's like, okay, he died.
Yeah, they had a funeral for him. They would have collected the body. They knew he was dead.
Yeah, it's like, unless they were, like, fusing Two-Face with Solomon Grundy.
Well, the thing with the whole funeral thing could have been, like, just let it be, or maybe even take that part out, or kind of do the funeral thing like what they did with Gary Oldman's character, where they pretended he was dead.
But there's no
mention of pretending he's dead. They find the body. They definitively put the nails in his coffin.
Yeah, like with the Gary Oldman thing, you know, everyone was in on it. You know, like, they had it set up so that he would, you know, die, and then everyone was in on it, so they had all that shit set up. But then with Harvey Dent, it's like, oh, shit, he's dead. Okay.
Well, I mean, I think the big question of is he really dead or not came with it. It was so anticlimactic that he fell, and they show him laying down there, and that was it. You know, usually in the movie, they make it pretty obvious. Mm-hmm. Or more obvious, I guess, of someone dying. Like, if he's going to fall and die, he's going to land on some spikes or something like that. Or,
yeah, like when he was
well,
in...
Well, I think they just felt they didn't need to take us by the hand and baby us.
They didn't really need to give us the, you know, Batman Forever, I think, kind of death of where it was. Where, you know, he just falls in and then slowly sinks into the water while his coin lands heads up in his hand.
True, yeah. I mean, and that's very... That isn't Christopher Nolan style of directing or writing, for that matter. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that they could have not killed him and basically left most of that the same. I mean, yeah, they probably could have. If they would have taken out the funeral thing, especially the funeral thing, they kind of left it open to making people think he was dead and have him not be dead or something along those lines.
So Porkchop asks, so who is the main villain in the new Batman movie? It's Bane.
Yeah.
Actually, but
there's Catwoman too. But
yeah, but Catwoman is Catwoman's never really been a villain.
Yeah.
Anyways, backtracking just a little bit to something I got continually interrupted on. When Shax brought up the conversation between Harvey Dent and the Joker, I have to say this. I also thought that was a brilliant scene, but not just for the development of Harvey Dent. Also developed the Joker for us. He didn't give a fuck if he got shot in the head in that scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, Joker is just fucking bonkers.
Just, but, I don't care. I believe in chaos, even if it kills me.
Yeah. You know, while that Joker was...
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure Bane's the head honcho bad guy in the third movie.
Oh, yeah, Bane is the boss. He's the man who broke the bat. He couldn't do that alone.
So, do we think that there's going to be any kind... Is Bane just going to be a kind of a regular guy, but really built? Or do you think there's going to be some kind of, like, special... special done to make him bigger if he takes the Venom?
He might be, like, on some kind of, like, new experimental steroid thing, you know, that makes him, you know, a bit... You know, it makes him, you know, quite stronger than the ordinary man, but, you know, not, like, superhuman level of strength where you need a giant robot to fight him.
Right.
So, yeah, like, well, when they showed Bane, he was, you know, pretty ripped. He was a big dude.
Yeah, I guess it'll be toned down, kind of like the Joker. Which, by the way, I know, Deadman, you complained about that a lot. The Joker not having the proper backstory, but I liked his mysteriousness.
Yeah,
it'll be toned down and more realistic, but I'm guessing they're going to give him some sort of augment.
Yeah, like Bane's original backstory was, you know, he was sentenced to serve his father's life sentence in prison. And, you know, when he was there, he was experimented on with, you know, experimental steroids and shit called Venom, which gave him, you know, superhuman strength and shit. So, you know, they could keep a lot of that, you know, just not superhuman strength, just above average human strength. Okay, and...
I just want to real quick point out that I think the only time Catwoman was ever really a villain for Batman was, like, probably in the old days when she was first came around in the comic books and, like, in the 1960s TV show with Adam West. That's probably the only time she's ever been seen as a villain towards Batman.
Yeah, even in, like, the original... Like, even in the olden comics, she wasn't ever really a villain. She's, you know, just kind of a thief. You know, she's not... She doesn't, like, have a gang of, you know, hench cats out doing her bidding and trying to bring the city to his knees. It's just... oh, hey, a shiny piece! It's like, ooh, hey, a shiny thing! I'm gonna take it!
That's the thing that, like, the old TV show always showed was, like, whether the episode was focused on Catwoman being the big baddie or, King Hutt. Anyone remember King Hutt? Like, where's he? He should be in this next movie, not Bane. Fuck that. But, like, the Joker, any of them, they all had their henchmen. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, even the old, like, name?
Tim Burton?
Burton. Yeah, like the Tim Burton movies, those all had henchmen.
But yeah.
Fuck, even Arkham City, they have their stupid fucking henchmen.
But yeah, like, and I have to point this out. Like, a lot of Batman's villains are just, you know, dudes in masks. If they go up against Batman, you know, on even footing, they will just get every bone in their body broken several times. So, you know, they need the henchmen to, you know, stave off Batman for, you know, a few seconds so that they can... So they can, you know, take time to monologue and then hastily try to activate their plan.
You know, that was another thing that kind of got brought up with games after... No one really talked about it during Arkham Asylum, but, like, Arkham City, everyone was like, oh, Batman doesn't kill anyone, but he fucks him up so badly that he might as well kill him. I mean, killing him would be the nicer thing. And it's to a point, it's like, yeah, because, like, you watch some of the things he does where he, like, breaks people's fucking jaws off and shit.
Yeah, you're like... It wouldn't surprise me if at one point Batman would just, like, break off, just, like, fucking, just snap someone's leg and then just, like, stab someone else and, like, snap two other people in the leg with the bones that came out of that person's leg. Because that would be kind of awesome.
See, now, Porkchop is saying that Tim Burton's Batman killed off Catwoman, despite the fact she was just a nut job. But I have to point out that at that point, we were... Not only did she actually kill herself, first of all, not killed by Batman, and we were actually given with her that idea of she might still be alive.
Yeah, and Tiger Claw asked a good question. Like, how do these villains get so many henchmen? Do they have a school for henchmen? I'm pretty sure at some point someone made this joke where there's, like, a henchman, like... I'm pretty sure it's, like, a 1-800 number for temporary henchmen.
Probably Robot Chicken, but,
No, but this is actually in a comic.
See the unemployment rates in America. That's all you need to look at to know where they get all these henchmen.
Yeah, but, like, that... Like, this was in a comic book. There was someone who died, like, an 800 number, like, 1-800-GET-HENCHMEN.
They get their henchmen from the Detroit high schools.
They're just like, all the henchmen are day laborers. Just drive to the Home Depot and like, hey, who wants a job? It's like, this.
See, now there's a fight. Porkchop just brought it up. Back when they did the Marvel-DC crossover and they had Superman versus the Hulk, that was retarded to me. I think Bane versus the Hulk would have been a lot more interesting fight.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Because Superman, it's like, it's still, what? Okay, Hulk can't do anything. And like, he punches Superman and does nothing. Just, nope.
Yeah, it was actually kind of funny when I read that. Like, I only read the first issue of that, and it was, the first matchup I saw was Superman versus the Juggernaut.
And okay, yes.
Yeah, and all he did was just, like, Superman just, like, kind of grabbed him, picked him up, and dropped him. That was it. That's all he did, and the Juggernaut was just out.
Yeah, I remember, well, I could be confused then, but I could swear there was a point where Superman versus the Hulk was happening with that.
Yeah, but I remember, I only read the first issue. This was like, I think, a 6-issue series.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, and this was also really weird, because at this point in the universe, like, Ben Reilly was still going around saying he was Peter Parker. And so there's one really weird bit in it where, like, Peter Parker, or, like, Ben Reilly, Peter Parker, whatever the fuck he was, Spider-Man, I guess, came over to the DC Universe, came over to the Daily Bugle. It's like, Daily Planet, I mean.
Thor, that's kind of would be weak. That'd be way more lean towards Thor, I would think.
Yeah, because, like...
I would think Superman versus Thor would probably be a better matchup, being one's a god, and the other one's just...
Neither one's just a jackass and red under ooze.
But, I mean, Thor, I mean, I don't know. I kind of would like to see Superman versus Thor.
But yeah, so...
I would think Thor would just beat the shit out of Bane. Because he's Thor.
But yeah, so back to what I was saying. So, Peter Parker... I mean, so, Spider-Man comes over to DC Universe, goes to the Daily Planet, and it comes into Drew's cell, says, hi, I'm Ben Reilly, but everyone just calls me Peter Parker. It's like, okay, why? Why did you say, hey, I'm Peter Parker? It was the stupidest fucking thing. And Porkchop, Hulk strongest there is. Maybe
true. I would argue that Superman is stronger than the Hulk by any stretch of the imagination. You
know, one of the Hulk's things is Hulk goes around screaming like, Hulk is the strongest there is.
Oh, I gotcha.
And, you know, we've never actually seen, like, if he got Hulk mad enough, he'd probably be able to out-punch Superman.
Yeah, and I will point out that we have seen in comics and movies Hulk's skin stopping bullets.
Yeah.
Just that's not true. To the same dramatic effect. We've seen him break through steel.
Yeah.
Superman is the Man of Steel, Hulk should be able to break Superman.
I've seen Hulk eat steel.
Well, that's just a nickname for Superman as the Man of Steel. I mean,
but he has roughly the same strength.
All right.
Yeah, and
I gotta assume though he's stronger than steel.
Yeah, and plus you know like Hulk's been able to withstand the explosion from like a fucking gamma bomb going off in his face. I'm pretty sure he could be able to withstand heat vision.
Well, I mean, really, all Superman would have to do is grab a hold of him, fly him up into space, and let him suffocate.
Here's my idea.
Yeah, but then Superman wouldn't do that
because
it could kill him. And Superman's a bitch.
If it was life or death.
Superman versus Wolverine.
Yeah, and actually, Hulk can breathe in space.
What do you mean he can breathe in space?
After World War Hulk happened, you know, Hulk was on an alien planet, it got destroyed, and then Hulk just spent a bunch of time hanging, and then when they were on their spaceship going toward Earth, Hulk just hung out on top of the spaceship in space.
Wait a minute. Tiger Claw is saying Hulk is the only person that picked up Thor's hammer?
Yeah. He did that.
Wow.
Yeah, like, Thor's hammer, for anyone other than Thor, it weighs, like, a few thousand pounds or something. Like, a few tons.
Well, it's not even that. It's just, like, you can't be done, right?
Yeah, but, well, unless they're worthy or
something. Except for the person that is worthy of picking up the hammer.
Yeah, but I guess Hulk, he got angry enough, he's like, fuck you, God rules.
I don't think he picked up the hammer. I think he dropped the earth around him. It looked like he picked it up.
Yeah, that kind of buddy just like,
Hulk has hammer!
Yeah. Hulk M4. Yeah. Hulk smash lightning. Yeah. Yeah, so we got like 5 minutes left in this thing? Think we should start wrapping it up? Because wrap-ups usually take a while.
Yeah, wrap-ups do take a while because someone tends to ramble on about sponsors and websites and repeat himself, but
we have a lot of shit. Okay, so, well, thanks for joining us for our first official live show thing. We'll be posting this entirety, we'll post this thing in its entirety on Monday on our website at deathstarpros.com. And on Tuesday, we will also be having our regular run of podcast this week on the site. On Tuesday, we'll be having our video games podcast with special guest Ruben Langdon, who is the voice of Dante from Devil May Cry 3 and 4. As well as a bunch of mocap.
Really?
Yeah, as well as a bunch of mocap shit.
Sweet.
Yeah, on Thursday, we'll be having our anime podcast. And on Friday, we'll be kicking off Terrible Superhero Month with our commentary track for Spider-Man 3. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Email struck your way over to the site. And so, yeah, we have a store, deathstarpros.com/store. We have shirts and hoodies and sleeves for various forms of electronics. You can check that shit out. And we have an Indiegogo, deathstarpros.com/Indiegogo. That is Indiegogo. Where we are trying to raise $1,000 by July to help us make the site better. We want to use it to get, like, capture cards and better mics and shit so we can start producing better content and more content for you guys. We want to go back to doing Let's Plays and stuff, which we are calling Let's Play That For You. So, and we need some help with the monies and who has is not sweats. Yeah.
Up.
Yeah. And we're doing Extra Life this year. Go to distroprods.com/extra life and donate. If you can join the team, help us raise money, donate money. And the top fundraiser for the team and the top donator for the team, if they want to, will be joining us on October 20th for our 24-hour live stream. We're probably not going to be doing it on here. We might do it in our Tiny Chat.
Probably on Tiny Chat.
Probably on Tiny Chat.
Maybe we...
Yeah, I'm guessing that they have, you know, their own things going on October 20th, so we can't exactly say, hey, can we have
plenty of time to figure stuff out, though.
Oh, yeah, it's not till October, dude. See, so, yeah, all money raised for Extra Life goes towards Children's New North Network Hospitals. So any penny you for every cent you don't donate, we kill children.
Well, don't say we do it. God does it.
Well, we're God. Little known fact.
All right.
Yeah. So we got all that, and as always, you can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us at Death Door Prods. I'm at Deadman_DDProds. We got at Bovywan, at Fuck Shax. Yes, that is how it sounds. And even though we appeared for just a short amount of time, you can also follow at Darth Brovy. And be sure to follow at All Games for there. They got a show now, so they obviously have terrible, terrible taste. But at least it's entertaining. Hopefully. So yeah, follow them at All Games. They're going to be having a Kickstarter thing to help raise money to make All Games Network better. So donate to them, help them out. They're awesome people. And, yeah. So that's all our stuff that we had to block and shell and...
So note to selves, it takes about 3 minutes to wrap up.
Okay, then.
So far, we haven't finished yet.
Oh, no. We also have other stuff with the sends.
Well, we do have a store that I just did a bunch of updating to.
Which I said, deathstarpros.com/store.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
I just changed stuff on there. I still have to add descriptions for the new items I added.
Yeah. And we're also having new shirt design ideas. If you have a design for a shirt that you think would be good, that's based off something we do, go to email it to bovywan@deathstarpros.com or post it in the forums at deathstarpros.com/forum. If we like it, we'll make it into a shirt, and we'll give you guys a cut of the profits made from that shirt. We have a guy working on some shirt designs for us. We should have those within the next month or so. They'll be like $20, but 24 if you're fat, because Spreadshirt hates fat people.
I hate myself for being fat.
And yeah, Bovie, you should definitely check out the Hulk versus movies. Like, Hulk versus Wolverine is actually pretty funny. Deadpool's in that one.
Alright, I think we're done.
Yeah, so we're done. So, like I said, we have all that stuff. We're going to run a podcast for the week. Till then, I'm Deadman.
I'm Bovillon.
I'm Shax, and I want to give Black Cat a cream pie.
We'll see you guys next time.